As the governor travels the state boasting of Florida's Seniors First policy, Democratic leaders are calling for investigations into the allocation of coveted COVID-19 vaccinations. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried is asking for an FBI probe into the issue.
I will not stand by and let our vaccines being used as political gain and to go and to be auctioned to the highest bidders, while so many of our Floridians are suffering.
The vaccinations have become a political punching bag after various reports that the shots have been made available to seniors in wealthy neighborhoods and have been linked with campaign contributions to DeSantis. Speaking at a vaccine site in Crystal River on Thursday, DeSantis reacted to a Miami Herald article which said a wealthy neighborhood located in the Florida Keys had received the vaccine ahead of other areas. He said the location in the Keys was run by a hospital and not the state, and defended all vaccination pods statewide.
If you're 65 and up, I'm not worried about your income bracket. I'm worried about your age bracket, because it's the age, not the income, that shows the risk. And so if they were able to go in a community that is heavily senior and vaccinate people, that's very, very good.
DeSantis also said that federally run sites at CVS pharmacies are now vaccinating all teachers and child care workers, regardless of age. The governor's state plan had required teachers to be over 50 to be eligible. Meantime, at the State House, Republican lawmakers are pushing ahead with a controversial proposal that seeks to crack down on violent protests and enhance penalties related to riots and injuries to police officers. Governor DeSantis sketched out the law and order plan last year, following widespread protests throughout the country over racial inequities in policing and other aspects of American life. House bill sponsor Juan Alfonso Fernandez Barquin says this is a public safety issue.
If you behave lawfully and peacefully, you have nothing to worry about. But if you participate in violence or commit a crime, you must pay the penalty, even if it's a burden on the law-abiding, tax-paying residents.
The House Justice Appropriations Subcommittee approved the measure in a party-line vote after hearing from dozens of people who opposed the measure. One, Democratic State Representative Mike Gottlieb, called the bill politically motivated.
These enhanced penalties are not going to deter anyone at any point in time if they feel their civil liberties are being violated.
According to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, 72 people were arrested in riot-related incidents in 2020. The previous year, there were 14 arrests and 3 convictions. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.